Hello and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Ethan and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is August 30th and I'm reading from the New International Version. In our passages today, I encourage you to listen for what God is doing and to take note when the Lord is working. Our first reading comes from Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 through 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Our second passage is Acts chapter 4, verses 13 through 22. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them, because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. Our final passage today is from Psalm 49, verses 16 through 20. "Do not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases. For they will take nothing with them when they die, their splendor will not descend with them. Though while they live, they count themselves blessed, and people praise you when you prosper, they will join those who have gone before them, who will never again see the light of life. People who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish." Our passages today remind me that God is active, and relying on Him is the only path to eternal life. This is a basic truth of the gospel, but it's one that we often forget. When we rely on our own efforts, we might see temporary success like the psalm mentions, but the only way to gain an eternal reward is to admit that we cannot earn it and to rely on the Lord. At the end of the Isaiah 9 reading, God is the one who's accomplishing all the work. And did you notice that in Acts, the passage starts, commenting that the disciples were unschooled, ordinary men? A few questions for our reflection today. Where in your life are you the busiest? How are you measuring success? What does your soul feel when you rely on someone else? As we reflect on these things, I invite you to close with me in prayer. O Lord, give us understanding. Help us to admit our sins and our limitations. Help us to rely on you more. Help us to grow more reliant on your grace instead of trying to wean ourselves off of it with our own strength. Be our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace. Amen.